CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, a senior fellow, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. The decision by the Supreme Court, 6-3, about religious instruction schools and whether the state is or is not compelled to provide the same vouchers to schools that teach religion that it does to schools that don't teach religion. This turns on, I learned from the professor in a recent podcast, on two parts of the First Amendment, freedom of speech and freedom of religion. It also connects to a case that is before the Supreme Court that will be decided, I believe, next term, 303 Creative.
Yeah, well, this is a rerun to some extent of what happened with respect to the Second Amendment. The way in which the earlier cases have been decided, state courts have held that the anti-discrimination law is so powerful and so important that what it does is it overrides the interest that any ordinary individual has not to essentially supply goods and services in a marketplace which violate their fundamental religious beliefs. And most of these people are very circumspect about what they do. They will provide virtually any kind of standardized service, any service that's unrelated to same-sex marriage or other kinds of things that offend their biblical beliefs. And what's happened is it has always been held in most states that the anti-discrimination principle is so strong that it overrides these issues. My view is the Supreme Court is going to reverse all of that, and it's going to do it in exactly the same way that we just saw with the gun case. You look at the free exercise of the religion, you look at the freedom of speech, the two of them seemingly run into parallel. The Supreme Court is taking this as a free speech case, but it's clearly a free speech case to defend your own religious beliefs, so the two are intertwined in dealing with this. They're going to say you have a powerful personal interest in doing this particular situation. What's the state's justification for imposing an anti-discrimination norm? If you look at the 303 Creative, it turns out it's quite preposterous. They say every single store is unique, and so therefore each of these people is a monopolist, and so therefore you're regulating monopolies as you are with respect to common carriers. And the notion that 303 Creative, a one-woman operation on a website, is like a national railroad is just preposterous on its face. And so when you get to the main case, the question you're going to ask is as follows. Why is it under these circumstances that the legislature can exclude one class of schools from receiving these things when it's going to give it to another class of school? This is a question of essentially parity. The argument that is being made on behalf of the state of Maine is that non-religious taxpayers should not be required to subsidize religious taxpayers. It's much more complicated than that, because if we only allow non-religious schools to get the money, then it's religious parents and religious families that have to subsidize non-religious families. And so if you're trying to get rid of a subsidy, what you do is you allow both people to compete on even terms. This has been before the Supreme Court recently, Justice Roberts, in a case involving the question as to whether or not you could get a grant from the state in order to improve your playgrounds, came up with the view that you have to give it to both sides. And so the precedents on this thing are pretty clear going forward. And what's going to happen is there may well be a dissent, although I think it's less likely perhaps in the other cases, in this case by saying, no, this is an establishment of religion. I just don't think it's that at all. And so I'm pretty confident that it will be at least 6-3 on this particular one.
On the 303 Creative will be 6-3, like the Carson versus Making.
Yeah, I think they're all going to be this. I mean, yeah. I think actually when you get to 303 Creative, I mean, it may well be that one of the three liberals say, you know, maybe this isn't quite right, the level of coercion that you're imposing on particular individuals. I mean, it's really quite extraordinary. I mean, you want to put forward a statute which says, we're so confident of what's going on that we're going to drive you out of business unless you agree with us. And if you decide to stay in the business, well, then we're going to re-educate you. I don't think any public body should ever be in the business of re-educating people as to what their religion
is. We have a minute, Richard. Is there, in your reading of the present court, is there weight given to the freedom of speech that exceeds the weight of other freedoms?
Well, I don't think you even have to go there. the justification that's put forward in this case is so utterly preposterous, that you're dealing with monopoly power, that you could just dismiss it. I mean, if this were an antitrust case, the idea that every single business in the United States is a monopoly and therefore subject to either state or federal regulation is absurd. What there is product differentiation.
We have 30 seconds.
All these
seconds,
places
professor.
Are a little bit different. It's like having different houses. They're in the same competitive market, even though they're not identical. So I think the Supreme Court is going to look at the justification. The case came up under a strict scrutiny standard. That was conceded below. Strict scrutiny is not what was at stake in the gun cases. Breyer argued for no scrutiny. But what they said is it's strict scrutiny and we meet the standard by the dumbest antitrust argument in the history of mankind. So I think it's quite possible that some of the liberals will actually bail on that.
Professor
Justice Kagan is somebody who's taken a kind of sensible position on some of these religious issues. So I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it will be struck down, given the rationale. But I don't know whether it's going to be 6-3. It could be 7-2 or even 8-1.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.